بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه لهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين.
Verse number 77. And it is a guidance and mercy for the believers who practice what it has brought.
إن ربك يقضي بينهم بحكمه وهو العزيز العليم.
Verse number 78. O Messenger, your Lord will decide between the people, believers and disbelievers, on the day of judgment through his just judgment. He will have mercy on the believer and punish the disbeliever. And he is the mighty who will take retribution from his enemies, with nobody to overpower him, the knowing to whom the truthful is not unclear from the liar.
فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ الْمُبِينِ.
Verse number 79. So trust in Allah, and rely on Him in all your affairs. You are on the clear truth.
إنك لا تسمع الموتى ولا تسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ولوا مدبرين.
Verse number 80. O Messenger, you cannot make the dead, whose hearts have died to their disbelief in Allah, hear, nor can you make those who have lost their hearing hear what you are calling them towards when they return turning away from you.
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ إِن تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 81. And you are not one to guide those whose eyes are blind to the truth, so do not grieve over them and tire yourself. Only those will listen to your call who believe in our verses, because they submit to the orders of Allah.
وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ.
Verse number 82. When the punishment becomes binding and established for them due to their disbelief and sins, and the worst of people remain, I shall take out for them near to the final hour one of its greatest signs, which is a creature from the earth, which will speak to them, with what they understand, that the people did not believe my verses, which were revealed to my prophet.
وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِّمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ.
Verse number 83. O Messenger, remember the day I shall gather from each of the nations a group from amongst them the leader who used to disbelieve in my words, so they can precede their followers to the fire. The first group will be held until the last group of leaders are gathered, and then they will be led to the reckoning.
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا أَمَّاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 84. And their being led will continue until when they come to the place of their reckoning, Allah will say to them rebukingly, did you deny my words, which proved my oneness, and which comprised my sacred law? whilst you did not have proper knowledge to judge them, to be false and disbelieve in them, or what was it that you were doing, believing or denying?
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ
Verse number 85. And the punishment will befall them, due to their disbelieving in Allah and denying His words. They will not speak to defend themselves, due to their inability and the falsity of their proofs. As they used to deny the resurrection, Allah drew their attention to what proves it in their own lives, which is their sleeping, that is like death, and their waking up, that is like the resurrection. And so He said,
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِيَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Verse number 86. Do these deniers of the resurrection not see that I made the night so that they can rest in it through sleep, and I made the day bright for them, so that they can see therein, and then hasten towards their work? In that repeated death, and the rising after it, are proofs for the resurrection after death.
وَيَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ
Verse number 87. O Messenger, remember, the day in which the angel appointed to blow the trumpet a second time will blow. Then everyone in the heavens and everyone on earth will be terrified except whom Allah has excluded from being terrified, as a grace from Him. And all the creation of Allah will come to Him on that day in obedience and with humility.
وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ
Verse number 88. And you will see mountains on that day, thinking them to be firm without moving, but they will in fact move like clouds move. It is the doing of Allah, for He is the one who makes them move. He is aware of what you do. None of your actions are hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for them. Beneficial points. 1. The importance of putting one's trust in Allah. 2. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was commended by stating he was on the clear truth. 3. Placing guidance in the hearts is in Allah's hands alone, not in the hands of the Messenger, peace be upon him. 4. Sleep is a sign and reminder for death, and the awakening from sleep is a sign and reminder for the resurrection.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون
Verse number 89 On the Day of Judgment, whoever brings faith and good deeds will gain paradise and will be safe from the horrors of that day due to Allah granting them that safety.
وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَكُبَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 90 And whoever comes with disbelief and sins, for them will be the hellfire, in which they will be thrown face first. It will be said to them, by way of rebuke and humiliation, "Are you being requited except for the disbelief and sins you used to commit?"
إنما أمرت أن أعبد رب هذه البلدة الذي حرمها وله كل شيء وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين.
Verse number 91. O Messenger, say to them, "I have only been commanded to worship the Lord of this city, Mecca, which He has sanctified, so no blood should be shed in it, nor should anyone be oppressed in it, nor should its game be hunted or trees cut, and to Him belongs the authority over everything. I have also been commanded to be from those who submit to Allah in obedience to Him."
وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ.
Verse number 92. And I have been commanded to recite the Qur'an to people. Whoever is guided by it and implements its teachings, his guidance will benefit him. But whoever deviates from its teachings, rejects them, and does not implement them, say to him, "I am only one of the warners. I warn you of the punishment of Allah, and your guidance is not in my hands."
وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 93. Say, O Messenger, all praise belongs to Allah for His innumerable blessings. He will show you His signs in the horizons and in yourselves. You will recognize them, such that they will lead you to submitting to the truth. And your Lord is not neglectful of your actions. He is watching over them. None of them are hidden from Him, and He will requite you for them. The Stories. Surah Al-Qasas. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis is made on the importance of setting true measures of strength and values through the manifestation of the power of Allah and divine custom in helping the weak and destroying the arrogant.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قاسمين.
Explanation. Verse number 1. قاسين ميم. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
Verse number 2. These are the verses of a clear Quran.
نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون.
Verse number 3. We recite upon you with truth the story of Musa and Fir'aun for the people of faith, as they are the ones who will take lessons and benefit from it.
إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين.
Verse number 4. Indeed, Pharaoh ruled over Egypt, acting tyrannically therein. He divided its people into groups and oppressing a certain group, which were the children of Israel, killing their male children and letting the females live, to exploit and humiliate them. Indeed, he was one who caused corruption on earth through oppression, tyranny, and arrogance.
ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
Verse number 5. And I wanted to bestow a favor upon the Israelites, who had been oppressed by the Pharaoh in Egypt, by destroying their enemy, liberating them from the oppression, making them leaders, to be followed by those who seek the truth, and making them inheritors of Pharaoh's kingdom in Egypt, after I drowned him and his armies. Beneficial points. 1. Faith and good deeds are the means to achieving salvation from the horrors of the Day of Judgment. 2. Disbelief and sins lead to entry into hellfire. 3. It is forbidden to kill, oppress, and hunt in the Haram sanctuary. 4. Destruction is the ultimate outcome of the arrogant tyrants. 5. Help of Allah and authority are the ultimate outcomes of the believers.